The Tanner Fountain. Once upon a time, if you planned on splashing water around in a decorative manner, you were expected to provide a basin in which the water could be collected afterward. In a long history reaching back to the Rome Empire, fountains had always had basins. The Tanner Fountain at Harvard, however, broke the rule. It was created without a basin in 1985 and therefore was an innovation in transformed fountain design. In 2008, the Tanner Fountain was honored with the Landmark Award by the American Society of Landscape Architects, ALSA, and the National Trust for Historic Preservation. Designed by Peter Walker, who is a minimalist, the Tanner Fountain of Less is More. It is made up of 159 granite boulders cleared from regional farms at the turn of the century, and thus recalling the arduous process by which the first settlers to New England cleared the fields. The boulders are arranged in a circle around a cloud of mist that changes with the light and seasons. In the spring, summer, and fall, the water emit a mist that hovers like a cloud above the stones. At the center of the circle, where the stones appear to be the most dense, the water mist produces a scrim that visually dematerialized the stones. The mist is refracted by daylight to produce rainbows. At night, lights charge the mist with mysterious glow. In the winter, when mist would freeze, the stones are shrouded with steam from the university heating plant. When quiescent, the fountain becomes the underpinning for the elegant displays of snow that Cambridge so unfailingly provides. Located at one of the busiest crossroads at the university, the fountain was designed to be inhabited and contribute significantly to the public realm of the community in which it is located. Children play. Students read, flirt, converse, meditate, brood. As a result, the Tanner Fountain is heavily used in all seasons. Spring rain, summer grass, autumn leaves, winter winds are all emphasized by and in turn emphasize the fountain, which takes on the feeling of a natural object, one that points to the truth that humans too are a part of nature. Historically, the Tanner Fountain was the first institutional project of the landscape as art movement. It continues to provide that landscape architecture is an art and the landscape architect an artist.